Okay, let's go back to a year and a half ago. Okay, so this is a fall. And, you know, this thing come from this book. I mean, this, this is like a Standard & Poor's book. You know, every broker has a book in every country. Give you, one-page summary of every company. You know, it's just, S&P has a book for U.S. companies, which I use, but I prefer to use ValueLine, as I said, because of a U.S. company, it just gives you more information. And for other countries, they don't have ValueLine, you go with this. Okay, so I just flipping on that one at that point. You know, there's one page, jumps on, and so that's the page. So what people can tell you about that page? Yes. Right. What do you mean by cheap?
Just that the price per share was very low in relation to the earnings.
Well, if you really think about your owner, don't think about per shares, okay? So if you just train yourself from now on, don't think about per share numbers. Think yourself as an owner. So give me, what is the market cap? Come on, that's simple. Come on. And I thought you guys all did homework, did you? Anybody did homework? Not a one hand. Raise your hand if you did homework. One hand. How the hell are you going to make in this business? One hand. You did it, John?
Yeah.
Good. Tell me, what is your what is the market cap?
No, I mean, I found that it's very difficult to understand the Korean
company. Okay. Anybody else? It's very simple. What is the ratio between Korean won and dollar? What? Yes. Just divide by 1,000. So do that right now. What is the market cap? What? 87
million.
87 million? Roughly about $12. Roughly about what? 5.5 million shares? How much is that? Don't use that one. Don't use, use your kind of, get used to, if you want to read a lot of company, there's a lot of a company in this one, okay? Each page should take no more than 5 minutes. And the only way to do that is don't use those calculators. Just get yourself into more of a mental little things. You can really look at those things, and immediately within 5 minutes, you get a pretty good summary of the basic financial data. So don't use all of that. Tell me the numbers. 5.5 million, okay? So 60-some million dollars. Give or take 5, 10 million doesn't kill you. What is their earnings last year? Give me the kind of pre-tax number. Come on, you guys. You're the Columbia Business School class. You're the elite. You expect to make $150,000 as a base. What do we people pay you for? What? What? How much is that? Give me the pre-tax earning. How much is that? Pre-tax earning? Just read a few lines before. It's called. What is the net income? That's a 6 months. Double that. And the year before is what? 24 million pre-tax, 31 million. You're trading at a $60 million of market cap, roughly about 2 times. What's your working capital? What's your book value? What is the book value? Come on. Come on, you guys have work to do. This is not good, Bruce. I don't know what you're teaching them.
I think they're still dividing by 1,000, right?
Come on, divide by 1,000, that's 236 million. It's simple. $230 million in book, $60 million in market cap, $25 million net earnings, and $31 million pre-tax earnings. How much is, what is the constitution of the book value? How do you really go about to do this? We have to probably go to the basics. Okay, who can tell me how do you really do those things quickly? Just as an analyst, you know. What do you say about it when people ask me, how do you really, within 5 minutes, tell me the basic sort of structure financially of this company? How do you go about, Chase? Tell me. N? How much is it roughly?
Contributing capital. So that's another 180 million or so fixed assets.
Perfect. Simple. What do you use in businesses? You use some fixed assets and some working capital. That's it. And the goodwill, you can really not count on that. But that's it. That's what you need to operate a business. That's what you mean by owner. If you're an owner, you look at something like that, you should be able to tell right away. And if you can't do this, well, that's Bruce's fault. I shouldn't really fault you. I mean, that's the basic you would learn, right? Okay. So, now here is the basic thing you come out of this one. Okay, so this one is not to give you a whole bunch of different information, right? It tells you roughly it's traded at $60 million in market cap. It has roughly about $30 million in pre-tax earnings. And it has about $70 million, roughly $180 million in fixed asset, come up with 240 or so million in book value. So what does it tell you? What do you do next? You look at that one, it took you 5 minutes, you got this one. What do you do next? What?
Figure out why it's so cheap.
How do we know it's cheap? We think it might be cheap, but you're not it's not conclusive yet. You have to go next to find out what is the earning, what is the book, what is the constitution of the working capital, what is in the fixed. Right? Now, I'm just basically using common sense and common logic. I mean, this is something you have to really think. You don't have to go through this is sort of you're still kind of savable, if you will. That's why all my employee ever had really never went to business school and never worked for a kind of establishment and management firm, and some of them never had accounting, because I find it's easier to train them than somebody who did. Clearly, it hasn't really demonstrated here. I mean, if you sort of go through, if they're teaching the right way, you should be able to tell right away what it is. Okay, so we did some work, and it really takes no time. Of the 70 million, in current asset, you know how much is? It's all cash. Securities, tradable securities. Of 180 million, of the 180 million in so-called fixed income, well, they recorded, they own 100% of a hotel. They recorded a 30 million as a book. They also own 13% of a department store, which should record on the book of 30 million. It just so happened that department store is next page. So it's easy for me to find. I turn the page around, I find the department store. I discover it is roughly had a market cap of 600 million. So 13% roughly give me what? What? Yeah. Roughly 80 million, so the book really underestimated the value by another 50 million. And they also owe three cable companies, in the mid-teen percentage. And they also raised a whole bunch of real estate. And next, when I look at that department store they look at, boy, it has exactly the same profile. They're trading roughly around the cash and security they own, about 2-3 times of their earnings, and they own a whole bunch of a different asset. Turn out they're the second largest cable operator as well. And the next thing I learned is this department store really functions more like a hotel. It's not a department store that we understand here. They don't take any inventory. They basically provide, it's more like a shopping mall. And they charge it by taking a percentage off the top line of all the merchants sell their stuff there. Okay, so you add it all up. Here is what you have. Okay, you're paying $60 million. You have a $70 million in cash. This is no debt. $70 million in cash. You have another $100 million in stock. That's how much is that? $170 million. You have a $30 million a hotel. The value hasn't been changed over the last 10 years. And real estate in Korea has gone up dramatically over that same period of time. I went to Korea and look at the hotel. I look at all their department stores. It looks quite decent to me. I check the recent transactions of all the things in the neighborhood. They all indicate me that value is more like a 2-4 times of what is on the book. But supposedly I take it on the book. Supposedly I take it on the book. Let's add another $150 million. How much we have right now? Roughly $320 million or so. Which I paid a $60 million. And besides, I have an earning of about $30 million a year. What did I miss? What did I miss? Yes?
Corporate governance.
Good question. What about it?
I mean, I think in that market, you may walk away with nothing. You may have management can take it from you. You may not have a geographical behavior of the shareholders.
Any evidence of that could happen? Right. Terrific point. Absolutely a great point. Anything else?
All your assets are also about 100 kilometers from a lunatic with a nuclear bomb, so that's not really something.
Great point. Anything else?
You could have governmental regulations that could hurt you. An example would be like Korea Electric Power, which had the government set low prices where they had basically lost money.
Right. Anything else?
Even the lawsuit liability.
What?
The liability because of lawsuit,
What kind of a lawsuit?
It could be lawsuit from the customer or from the shareholder, or could be from the supplier,
That could happen to any company, right?
Yeah.
You're reasoning that specifically for this company or any company?
Any company.
Okay. Anything else? So far, I haven't heard anything about local market, as if the only guy who would really bother about this are foreign investors. What about the local market? What about what other investors are seeing and looking and thinking?
What is the competitive landscape like in that area?
Good point. Look at it. That's why I give it to you. I thought you're going to do it. Yes?
Small market.
What's that?
Small market.
Absolutely. And how much is it owned by the insiders? Well, you don't have it there. It's about 50%. You got a whole bunch of different things against you. You also have a whole bunch of different things that really in your favor. You have to go through all of it, each one, and think rationally, carefully. You have to add to that list of the attitude of the local investors, the other people who are buying, because there's nobody from foreign that really owns this damn thing, if you check that. So you go through all of that, and we don't have time to go through all of that, but you should. And then you'll come up with a solution. I mean, come up with your decision. as I have. Now I sort of own it. And what happens to the stock since? Well, again, nobody's have any computer or whatever you can check.
We'll trust you.
Okay, so I'll have two charts that are printed out directly from Bloomberg. One is that that department store. It was traded around somewhere around 22. Last I checked, it went to about 100. And then this one, star was 12. Last I checked, it's around 70 something. Each went up about 5-6 times. Anyway, well, I give a couple of examples just tell you that this type of approach is not natural to an investor. It's not natural to you. However, if for whatever reason you come to the conclusion that you yourself, your personality somehow fit in this mutated gene pool, that this is something that you might really be looking to do. The only thing that I can add to that is that there's a lot of money in it. As has been repeatedly proved by people from Ben Graham to Buffett and everybody else. And I have been probably just most grateful to this class, to Bruce, and actually many years before I came to business school, I took that class and it really changed me fundamentally. But one thing you do have to do is you got to do it. I mean, that's why I was somewhat disappointed of what, you know, the amount of work you have put into places. I tell you, I made hundreds of thousands of dollars just taking this class, just listening to the 14, 15 people. But it did a lot of work. I'm telling you, you can make a lot of money if you're really into this. Not only just listen, but do it. I mean, don't you guys, you know, how much you spend, you know, coming to school here? How much you spend? What is the tuition, the board, and all of that stuff? What is it now? What?
70.
70 altogether? Well, you need at least to make it that up. I mean, you should at least make $70,000 back, right? And you also have a 2 years, you're not making anything. You got to make that up. How do you make that up? This is a terrific way to do it. And so that's sort of kind of my last point I want to make is the only reason I've come back and really, so I don't really talk about our holdings anymore. This is actually, we don't hold any of those two stocks anymore. The only way I do that is because all the, you know, when I came here prior to business school and doing the business school, you know, most people still talk about names. And I benefit hugely, hugely, just by listening and actually do it. That's the difference. And back then, that was more than, you know, 10, 15 years ago. I made, you know, roughly hundreds of thousands. In one stock, is more than 100,000. Back then, I think our cost was also a little bit lower than the 70, I think. I mean, it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was a lower. And but that's who you're into this class for. This class is different from any other classes because there's no bullshit theory. All everybody's telling you is what works, is what works. And if they don't tell you that one, well, ask them. They should. Well, maybe they should, but I did. Okay, so that's you sort of you guys have a terrific opportunity. You'll be able to bid all the points that got into Bruce's class, and if you don't really use this thing, shame on you. You got to do it. I mean, those are things really. There's so much gold in it. That little pages, those little books, those value lines, all of them. You got to use it. You got to do it. I mean, you're young. You have energy. You know, what to lose? There's nothing to lose.